Welcome to Unearthed by Sandra. I'm Sandra, the host, the producer, and also I haven't been posting on here for quite some time, so I wouldn't be surprised that I won't get a lot of listens this time around. But you know what? I want to slowly and surely get back to doing this because I do want to continue spreading plant-based, vegan lifestyle goodness. So for today's episode, I'm going to be reading an article published by everydayhealth.com. It's called Switching to a More Plant-Based Diet: 6 Tips for Making It Happen. The perks of eating a plant-based diet are plentiful. People who closely followed a plant-based pattern of eating lowered their risk of dying from a cardiovascular disease or any cause by 19 and 11%, respectively, according to a study published in August 2019 in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Why? Compared with animal products, foods in a plant-based diet supply more heart and digestion-friendly fiber, plus a slew of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and are also generally lower in saturated fat and cholesterol, which can negatively affect heart health. But the potential benefits don't stop there. Plant-based diets have been associated with reduced risk of certain cancers, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and hyperglycemia, as well as lower body fat and body mass index. The time to make the switch is now. April 22nd was Earth Day, and now we're living in times of COVID. Along with body benefits, eating less meat has a positive impact on the environment, as a meat-heavy diet is a drain on resources like water, and it produces increased greenhouse gas emissions, though many people remain unaware that plant-based diets are environmentally friendly, notes a study published in March 2019 in the Journal of Sustainable Earth. When Jennifer Ashton, MD, chief medical correspondent of ABC News, took on the personal challenge of eating less meat and more plants for 1 month, the effects surprised her. My results at the end of the month were amazing. I was lighter on the scale, but more importantly, I felt healthier and had zero bloat, she writes in her book, The Self-Care Solution, A Year of Becoming Happier, Healthier, and Fitter, 1 month at a time. Eating less meat doesn't have to mean going vegan or vegetarian. In fact, you can still consume animal products. What you will be doing is making sure you're filling your plate with plant-based foods while reducing the frequency or amount of meat you're eating. There is no definition for more plant-based. If you make the foundation of your diet vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, mushrooms, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices, that is considered a whole food plant-based diet. Consider this a fun, feel-good diet challenge you can tackle this month. You may just find that this changes how you eat for good. Ready to get started? Here are 6 steps beginners must know to become a plant-eating pro. Number 1, substitute animal products with whole food plant-based products. Do not eliminate. If a normal dinner for you looks like a piece of chicken with rice and green beans, or some version of that, you'll be sorely disappointed if you simply omit the meat and then eat. Rather than removing the protein from the plate entirely, substitute it with a plant-based protein like a legume, so beans or quinoa or lentils. Legumes include beans of all kinds, peas, peanuts, soybeans, and other soy-based foods like tofu or tempeh. These not only provide protein, but are stellar sources of fiber too. Number 2, go totally meatless. Remember, this isn't about becoming vegetarian, unless you want to, of course. However, setting parameters for yourself is going to help you stick to the plan while pushing you to try new recipes, dishes, and ingredient combinations. For instance, declare 1 day meatless, so like Meatless Monday. Bring vegetarian lunches to work during the week, or decide to eat all breakfasts and lunches meatless, saving meat for dinner. To find the best choice for you, consider your lifestyle, resources, and eating preferences. Number 3, cut out red meat to improve your heart health. If you're a red meat lover, cutting it out entirely might sound impossibly tough. Dr. Ashton understands. Red meat is a large part of my diet, and two of my favorite foods to order out, which I do often living in New York City, are short ribs and carne asada. And still, she vowed to eliminate red meat entirely for the month, but it was an important item to let go of, as research suggests doing so can make a profound impact on your health. One study published in February 2020 in JAMA Internal Medicine of nearly 30,000 middle-aged adults found that eating 2 servings of red and processed meat per week increases the risk of heart disease by 3% and 7%. In the end, Ashton calls giving it up less of a hardship than I expected, especially since she found delicious alternatives that she'll continue to eat after the challenge has ended. Number 4. Stick to familiar flavors and preparations when making plant-based meals. No need to reinvent the wheel here. Like chicken salad sandwiches? Replace the chicken with mashed chickpeas. Enjoy barbecue? Then slather your favorite sauce on grilled tofu and serve it with grits and collard greens. Try whipping up a 3-bean chili. Or you love Taco Tuesdays? It's now Lentil Taco Tuesdays. Saute lentils with the same spices you would typically use or try a recipe. This tricks your taste buds in a pleasant way. Number 5, settle on a few plant-based recipes to get you into a new routine. There can be a learning curve when switching to a new cooking style, but all you need is a few new go-to recipes. We're all creatures of habit. Rotating through a few different recipes day after day. The best way to ease into this way of eating is to have fun and explore. Find new whole food, plant-based ingredients, and recipes that sound amazing to you. If it's a success, add it to your list. If not, modify it or move on. Even less than successful dishes help you understand what plant-based foods and combinations you love the most, which, above anything else, is what's going to help you stick to a long-term change. Number 6, if you're planning on eating out, call the restaurant before ordering in. At many restaurants, it might seem like there are not any vegetarian options to choose from. You can try to get creative by combining side dishes, appetizers, or modifying a dish. Even better, though, is planning. Call ahead, explain your dietary needs, and ask if the kitchen is able to prepare something. You might be surprised at their positive reaction. Ultimately, though, if this task is proving to be tough, it might not be the time to eat meatless. You don't have to put pressure on yourself so that so much rides on one meal decision. What matters is that you're making an effort to take small steps toward eating more plants and less meat overall. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'm looking forward to sharing more plant-based content with you. Again, slow and steady, I'll be posting along. And if you have any ideas on a name change, I'm actually considering changing the name of this podcast since I created this in 2017 under Unearthed by Sandra. I feel like so much has changed. My ideas have now completely shifted, but again, it's always going to be focused on veganism, plant-based, cruelty, social justice. So feel free to shoot me any ideas at either my Instagram, which is Sandra L. Larga Espada, my last name. You can find that on the bio of this podcast, or you can also check out my Twitter, send me a DM or a direct tweet at @bysandraL. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.